This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters I ask Allah عز وجل who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة والسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين In many places in the Quran we notice that Iman is associated with Amal Salih You never see an ayah that says only if you're a believer, you will get this, you will get that. Always, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. And many ayat. You will enter Jannah if you do iman and amal salih. You will gain the love of people if you do amal salih and you have iman. You will enter Jannah, your sins will be forgiven. Always, they come hand in hand, iman and amal salih. Iman by itself, imagine, I believe that salat is a must and I don't pray. So iman has to be accompanied by the amal salih to prove that you are a true believer. Now there are the six pillars of iman which we all believe in, believing in Allah, in the day of judgment, in the books, the messengers, the angels, and the qadr. It's good and it's evil. These are the pillars of iman that we all believe in. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one place in the Quran, He said that there are true believers, mu'minuna haqqan. These are the real believers. And these real believers, they are, their characteristics are detailed in the first page in Surah Al-Anfal. Allah told us, who are al-mu'minuna haqqan. Allahu Akbar, yani, who's saying this? Allah Azza wa Jal. He is separating between believers and al-mu'minuna haqqan. Haqqan mu'minin. طيب. Let's take their characteristics. They have five characteristics. Let's take them, and between me and myself, between you and yourself, go one by one and go check. If you have all five, Allahu Akbar, you are a mu'min haqqan. Allahumma ij'alna min al-mu'minin haqqan.
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا.
الله أكبر. الله سبحانه وتعالى, if you know a little bit of Arabic, when the term إنما is called in Arabic أداة حصر, that means whatever I'm going to say after إنما, it's exclusively, يعني المؤمنون حقا, which is the end of the آيات, are the ones who exclusively have these five characteristics. What is the first one? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Just a quick reminder again, as I'm going, check with yourself. You might have one, you might have two, but we want to try to achieve all five because I want to be from that group. When Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. How are you doing so far? Does your heart tremble when you hear the name of Allah Azza wa Jal? What does it mean, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, if they just hear the name of Allah? This is one of the ways they heard the Qur'an. They heard a khutbah, a nasiha. They heard something that shook them. Their heart tremble, or, which is what the scholars said, they said, when they are reminded of Allah, immediately they start trembling. Brother, stop selling the haram. Allahu Akbar, brother, it is haram. Wallahi, it's haram, ya akhi. Allahu Akbar, I'm done. When Allah is being, when Allah's name is mentioned in front of them, when they are warned about Allah, immediately they start trembling. Allahu Akbar. They immediately stop. They abide by the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal. They tremble. How could I do something to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal? They stop immediately. They cannot afford to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
On the other side, Allah told us, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. And who is worst? Look at this, subhanAllah. Look at this term. Who is worst than the one who's reminded? Ya akhi, leave the riba. Allah said, لا تأكل الربا. Ya أختي, Allah said, wear the hijab. Ya akhi, make sure you always pray. You don't come only to Jumu'ah. You're always, when they are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they immediately abide. Allah said, and who is worse than the one who is reminded of Allah's orders, Allah's ayat? فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. Ya akhi, leave me alone. Who put you in charge of me? Leave me alone, ya akhi. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. Astaghfirullah. Wallahi. One time, a Muslim brother, I was reminding him very extremely gently. He said, ya akhi, leave me alone. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. Tell you, habibi, we are both Muslims. What do you mean, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ? Maybe a kafir will tell me, you have your own deen, I have my own deen. But you're telling me, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ? Who is worst than the one who's reminded of Allah, of the ayat of Allah, and فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. He ignores it. Ya akhi, you people. Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, Islam is easy, akhi. Take it easy. Islam is absolutely easy. But when I tell you, why don't you pray? You tell me, yeah, Islam is easy. As long as my heart is clean, I'm good. No, Habibi, this is custom made. This is your own deen. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When the name of Allah is mentioned, you know, sometimes we all fall into a mistake, ya akhi. We are human beings. So if someone comes and tells you, my brother, my sister, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Have taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah. How could you do this? How could you do this? Immediately say, Wallahi, akhi, jazakallah khair. May Allah forgive me and forgive you. Thank you so much for reminding me. This is a mu'min. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُ. Second, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when they hear, when the ayat of Allah tuliyat, yani someone else recited it, when the ayat of Allah, when the verses are being recited, they increase in iman. How are we doing so far? When the ayat are being recited, they increase in iman. And one of the ways in order for this ayah to be applied to me and you is to understand the Arabic language. I love you for the sake of Allah. How much effort did you put, please? How much effort did you put to learn Arabic? I can tell you how much effort did you put to become a doctor, an engineer, and a lawyer, and an accountant, and how much money you spent, tons. How much effort did you put to learn the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why do we come to Jumu'ah? So we can check, khalas, I'm done? No. No sheikh is going to stand over here. No imam is going to stand over here and tell you something new. It's all, the whole concept is wadhakkir, remind them. That's the whole idea. And this is what I'm doing. I'm reminding myself first and I'm reminding you. How much effort did you put to learn the Arabic language? Tayyib. How can I understand the book of Allah if I have no clue? I'm not telling you become a master's or PhD in Arabic. No. Just take these ayat that we recite on a regular basis. Take a few words and now, subhanAllah, what excuse do we have with all these online courses? What excuse do we have? One hour a week just to learn the language of Allah, the language of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is, will increase me, increase the possibility of this second one to be from that category. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. When the ayat are being recited, how can it increase me in iman and I have no clue what's happening? I have no clue what is being said. And you know what? If it is like, I would say 700-800 years ago, and I'm living in China, and there's no Arab around me, and there's no computers, you might say, maybe there's an excuse. Please, I beg you, tell me, what's your excuse? What's your excuse? You don't have time? You have time for Instagram, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, checking everybody, Facebook, all these, Twitter, all these things. We have time. We proved that we have time. We have time to go to work from 9 to 5. We have a lot of time to do this and do that. Tayyib, we are not saying delete everything and dedicate all your life for Arabic. No, no, no. No way. 1 hour, 2 hours a week. And wallahi, you will notice what people, you know, when you hear, ah, oh, when I hear the Quran, ya Allah, it's a different feeling. When it changes everything, it moves me, it keeps me like, it put barakah in my life. Wallahi, then and only then you will feel that barakah that people talk about. إِذَا تُلِيَتْ the Sahaba, Surah Al-Tawbah, last page. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فأما الذين آمنوا فزادتهم إيمانا وهم يستبشرون وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون. When the ayat, Allah is telling us in Surah At-Tawbah that when the ayat were revealed, the Sahaba gather. Okay, Umar, did this ayah increase you in Iman? Which ayah increased you more in Iman? This is the discussion when the ayat were revealed. Subhanallah. So the believer, they actually, yes, they increase in Iman when they see that people discovering things in our era that has been spoken about 1400 years ago. It increases me in Iman. Second, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Third, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have tawakkul, real tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, if I ask, or if you ask me, who is a mutawakkil? Everybody raise their hand. We are all mutawakkilin. But where does your tawakkul really rise and shine when you are hit by calamity? As you're leaving the masjid, you got a text, you're fired. Your house was on fire. Your son got into a car accident and he's in the hospital. What are you going to do at that moment? That's that moment, not after 1 week of complaint. At that moment, what are you going to say? If you lost your job, does the Razzaq comes flashing in front of your face? Allah is the provider. Alhamdulillah, I did not do anything to cause that firing. I'm doing everything right. Alhamdulillah, Allah is my Razzaq, He will not leave me alone. Allah is my Razzaq, He will not leave me alone. قدر الله وما شاء فعل إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. I have complete tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, there was a story that Sulaiman alayhi salam, one time he was sitting in the bank of the river and he saw an ant take some food. How much food can an ant take? A small amount of food, the ant takes it, and then there's a frog waiting. The frog comes and takes the food from the ant, and then it disappears. And then comes back again, and the same kept on recurring. So we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sulaiman that he can communicate with the ants. So he told her, what's going on here? Listen for the brother and sister that are very worried about their rizq. The ant told Sulaiman, there's a blind worm. There's a blind worm in the bottom of the river. So I come, Allah ordered me to come and take this food, give it to the frog, and the frog takes it down to feed that worm. And you're worried about your rizq? وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ. No one, nothing that crawls on this earth except Allah guaranteed their provision. The rizq is guaranteed. When I was born, or before I was born, when I was 4 months in my mother's womb, and you too, Allah already decreed how long I'm going to live and how much money I'm going to make, who am I going to marry, how many kids, everything has been decreed. So it was decreed that I will make in my lifespan of 70, 80 years, I will make $1 million. I will not die before I make the $1 million. I will not make a penny more or a penny less. Now, where is the trick? How you get the $1 million? This is your choice. You steal it, you rob it, you sell drugs, you get a good job, you inherit it, but the amount's still the same. That's why we tell our brothers, Habibi, stop selling smokes, stop selling alcohol. That money is gonna come anyway. Ali radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, he wanted to pray. So on his way to the masjid, he had his shield on. So he took his shield and he gave it to one of the boys. He said, keep the shield with you till I go to pray and I come back and take it from you. He came back, the guy is gone. The kid is gone. So he needed a shield. He went to the market. He saw his shield being sold. He said, who gave you this shield? He said, a young boy came. I gave him 2 dinar. And he gave me the shield. He said, subhanallah. As I'm coming out from the masjid, I took 2 dinars from my pocket to give it to the boy because he kept my shield. So that 2 dinar were coming. The boy chose to get them through haram. But the 2 dinars are coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that if you have real tawakkul on Allah, He will treat us like the bird. The bird wakes up in the morning with empty stomach. He leaves his nest and he comes back with a full stomach. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mutawakkilin. Qulu qawli hadha astaghfirullah fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Fourth characteristic, الذين يقيمون الصلاة. The ones, listen carefully, the ones who establish the salat. He did not say الذين يصلون. He did not say والمصلين, the one who pray. Big, huge difference. والذين يقيمون الصلاة. إقامة الصلاة, establishing the salah. What does that mean? Perfect wudu. On time. With jama'ah if possible. Trying, striving to have khushu' and not to be distracted. Took by all the means to enjoy it. الذين يقيمون الصلاة. You know what does يقيمون الصلاة mean? They just finished Jum'ah and they can't wait for Asr. إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. How many of us cannot wait for Asr? How many of us finish Isha? Ya Rab, I can't wait for Fajr. They enjoy it, it's a ibadah. I just finished. What does salat mean? We translate it into pray, right? It's a very wrong translation. Pray is dua, right? When you say to a non-Muslim, pray for me. You don't go and make turaka. Pray. Salat is from the word sila. Sila in Arabic means to connect. So salat is my connection with Allah. Tayyib, if I'm claiming that I love Allah the most and I am in connection with Him, how can I wait? I cannot wait for it to finish. I'm enjoying that ibadah. I can't wait for the next time I'm meeting again. I am with the most beloved. How's your salat? How's your salat, ya akhi? It is the first thing that we will be questioned about on the day of judgment. The first thing. Imagine the first thing. And look what Rasulullah said. If it's good, if the salat is good, fasting will be good, Hajj will be good, Umrah will be good, Quran will be good, Dua will be good, Birr al-Walid, everything will be good, he said. And if it's not good, everything is not good. So I should be focusing on my Salat, establishing my Salat. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And we've seen it all over the Quran. Establishing the Salat. Teach your children from a young age, Baba, no matter what happened, if I'm here, I'm traveling, I'm dead, I'm gone, Baba, Salat, the Salat, in a nice, gentle manner. You don't tell your child, if you don't pray, you're going to hell. That's not an aslub, ya akhwan. Maybe this worked with me and you, it doesn't work anymore. We have to make our children love Allah Azza wa Jal and know that this is a fard upon them. It's a must, it's not an option. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from what we, not from the sweat, from what we have provided for them, they spend. They spend. Where, please show me, where there is an orphan. Oh, subhanallah, brother so-and-so passed away. Allahu Akbar. That means he left a widow and orphans. Yalla ya shabab, let's go. Hurry up. This happened in our community. That means we have to wake up and help. Yalla, let's go. Immediately. Some of us, not only they do not spend, they complain about others when they ask them to spend. يسارعون في الخيرات. They rush to spend. Where? Please show me, أخي. My time is very limited. Wallahi, if we think that the time above this ground is very limited, it's very short. I have only one day, 2 days, 1 week. When I think like this, immediately I want to do as much as I can before I'm gone. Before I'm gone, I have to take as much as I can. What am I? How many of us have seen somebody take their car with them to the grave? How many of us, they seen someone take their cash in the grave? The shroud has no pockets. Wallahi, ya akhwan, wake up and rush to spend as much as you can. Allah told us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Munafiqun, ayah before last, if you come back, what do you want to do? فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, bring me back. Ya Allah, bring me back. I want to give in charity. And I want to be among the righteous. So, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. If Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. When the ayat are being recited, they are increased in iman. And they have complete trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. They establish the salat and they spend from what Allah has provided for them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. These are the true believers. What is their reward, Ya Allah? لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allahu Akbar. They have all different levels and status in the sight of Allah. And on top of that, bonus, all their sins are forgiven. And the Kareem himself, the Razzaq himself, said they have rizq Kareem, very generous provision. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mu'minina haqqa. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mu'minina haqqa. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أغث إخواننا في اليمن يا رب العالمين. اللهم أغث إخواننا في السودان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم يا رب العالمين. يا قوي يا عزيز دمرهم تدميرا. يا قوي يا عزيز دمرهم تدميرا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
تدلوا. Straighten the lines, close the gaps, heels on the line. Look down, make sure the lines are straight. Sisters, please do the same. Do not make a line on your own. This is something that's been happening a lot. When you make a line on your own and there's a space in the line in front of you, the salat is batil, the salat is void. And this has been happening a lot. Somebody walk into the masjid, he wants to leave right away, so he prays and makes it on own line so he can leave. That salat, ya akhi, is void. You have to repeat it. So please make sure that the lines are full and the gaps are closed. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just another quick reminder that this is the last time there will be a third khutbah. There's no more third khutbah. If you come next week at 4 o'clock, you'll be praying alone. There's nobody here. So 1:45 and 3:30. Only two khutbahs, 1:45 and 3:30, inshallah. We started the third khutbah because of the schools. Since the schools are closed, inshallah ta'ala, when they reopen, we will start it all over again. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.